to another edition of In House. I'm your host, Jeremy Peterson. In the middle of a busy new release week today, we get to new music from Sufjan Stevens. Yet more music from Sufjan as he releases The Avalanche. It's outtakes and extras from the Illinois album. You might recall Illinois pretty much a consensus favorite, let's put it that way, from 2005. Well, Sufjan has introduced 21 more tracks from those sessions and released them this week, yesterday, as a matter of fact. We get into music from The Avalanche, which is significant because it's outtakes, yet it is good stuff. You got to hear it. Sufjan Stevens coming up today on the show. Also, Bishop Allen out of Boston. They continue their EP a month series, doing it for a whole year. They're to the sixth one now, the June EP recently out. We'll get to one from that one from Bishop Allen, as well as new music from The Long Winters out of Seattle. Their upcoming release is Putting the Days to Bed. It's out at the end of the month. We'll hear from that as well, as well as the Decemberists, Beirut, and more. It's all coming up. Stay tuned. Sufjan Stevens, safe to say, kind of testing that saturation point. Maybe he's reached it with 21 new songs on his second album in 2 years. We get to that album in just a bit. Kick it off today with music from The Little Ones. They're out of L.A. A recent debut release from them is the Sing Song EP. This is called Lovers Who Uncover.
Meet with one another.
back in house now. Today it's the new album from Sufjan Stevens. I guess you'd call it a new album. It's outtakes and extras from the Illinois album. Of course, Illinois, his 2005 release. Second in his 50 States series, which he supposedly will complete someday. Who knows when that will happen, although he's very prolific. In fact, 21 new songs on this one called The Avalanche from Sufjan Stevens to get to today. Also, Bishop Allen from Boston, we'll hear from them in the new June EP and The Long Winters, among other things. And also hear from a couple of fine female singer-songwriters. New music from Laura Veers, something from a compilation recently out. And this from Jennifer O'Connor, who's based in New York. She has a new album. It's coming out in August. It's her debut for Matador Records, so it's a pretty big deal, you might say. This is called Exeter, Rhode Island.
I've driven through every end of the state today, across little towns and empty fields just the same. I drop them off at the airport and make my way back home. I drive through Exeter, Rhode Island, all alone. The radio plays a power pop song. It keeps me company like a friend. I travel down 102 South and want to kiss your mouth again.
Music there from Regia. That was the one-off recording project from Louis Schifano, Something for Nothing from the Art of Navigation, dating back to 1999, and Jennifer O'Connor, brand new stuff from her, Exeter, Rhode Island, the tune from Over the Mountain, Across the Valley, and Back to the Stars. That's her debut on Matador Records, due out August 22nd. Well, new music on the way from The Long Winters, the Seattle band fronted by John Roderick, who seemed to get better and better with each release. Their third full-length on the way, Putting the Days to Bed, is due out July 25th on the Barsook label. This is from it. This is called Teaspoon.
I know I wasn't made to play on a team. You weighed your suitcase down, but it still wouldn't sink. I know that crime doesn't pay, but I don't know any other way. Down. She claims to be clowning. I find
There's a road that meets the road that goes to my house, and how the green grows there. And we got special boots that beat the path to my house, and it's careful when I'm there. And I say your uncle was a crooked French Canadian, and he was gut shot running gin. And how his guts were all suspended in his fingers, and how he held them, how he held them, held them in. Seems so strange. This is the story of the road that goes to my house, and what goes there do remain. And all the troughs that run the length and breadth of my house, and the chickens, how they rattle chicken chains. And we'll remember this when we are old and ancient, though the specifics might be vague. And I'll say your camisole was a sprightly light vagina, when in fact it was a nappy bluish gray. And the water rolls down the drain. The blood rolls down the drain. So strange. July, July, July. It never seems so, it never seems so strange. It never seems so strange. It never seems so strange. It never seems so strange.
Well, we started off that set with brand new music from The Long Winters, Teaspoon, the song from Putting the Days to Bed, another great effort from John Roderick and Company, that album out July 25th. The Decemberists in the middle there doing July, going back to Castaways and Cutouts, and new music there from Beirut, the one-man band out of Albuquerque, of all places. Brandenburg, the tune there from Gulag Orchestra, Beirut kind of trailblazing, and what we may as well call the world indie genre. Your in-house underwriting support for the show, of course, comes from Port Nefali Brewing, celebrating this weekend with their 10-year anniversary street party. It's going on 3 to midnight on Saturday as the 600 block of South First Avenue becomes party central. All kinds of activities going on for all ages. There'll be a trampoline and pole vaulting exhibition, kids activities, outdoor barbecue, and, of course, quality local beer and live music. It's 3 to midnight Saturday in the 600 block of South First Avenue. For more info, give them a call, 232-1644. Sufjan Stevens' new album out this week is The Avalanche. It's outtakes and extras from the Illinois sessions. We get to music from that when we come back in-house. Back in house now today, spending some time with Sufjan Stevens' new release. It's entitled The Avalanche. It's outtakes and extras from the Illinois session. The Illinois release, which came out last year, apparently was originally conceived as a double album. So Sufjan set to writing songs with Illinois or Illinois characters and got 50 or so, and then cut those down, decided to make one album out of it. So we had a handful of songs left, and this one highlights 21 more of those. As Sufjan perhaps reaching his saturation point, we'll see. But nonetheless, you might recall the last album introduced characters like Kazimir Pulaski and Carl Sandburg and even Ronald Reagan, folks like that. This one you get, who's here? Ann Landers is here, Adlai Stevenson, Sal Bello. So again, using historical figures within his music and creating some pretty brilliant Baroque indie pop. Sufjan Stevens from The Avalanche. We started like this. It's the Henny Buggy Band.
Oh, life with your shoulders in the mirror from the park. Smile. Let the bugles play the sermon on the rain. I kissed you on the face. I kissed you on the playground. Yourself and all your plans.
disguises.
Oh, Father John, you cannot tell me what's right and wrong. You cannot tell me in the mortal life, far in the morning light. We're back from Bloomington, we let the runners win. Far in the morning light, we let the movies play. And we can drum the holiday, pick you up with the band on the road, break it
down. Don't break down, let's go, forget about yourself.
Illinois, in a grand, from the road, break it down.
If I'm wrong, makes nothing right about yourself.
So we'll kneel on the field, where the gunners throw their weight around. Forget about yourself and all your.
They're from Sufjan Stevens from The Avalanche, outtakes and extras from the Illinois album. Adlai Stevenson, the name of that, another one of his historical figures tunes, of course, Illinois-based, and the Henny Buggy Band right before from Stevens. Keep in mind, these are the throwaways, the ones that didn't make the cut for the original album, and some really good stuff here, frankly. Here's another one from Sufjan. This is the title track. It's The Avalanche.
Thank you.
took a train from Virginia to Illinois, my home. He said, I knew you had it in you, the mind to make his own.
But I was on the hatch, riding on the avalanche. I tried to take it back, I was on the floor. Come on, Stone. Come on, Stone. Come on, Snow. Come on,
the shadow flies from that one.
Two more there from Sufjan Stevens' album, The Avalanche, out this week. It's extras and outtakes from the Illinois sessions. Springfield or Bobby Got a Shadfly Caught in His Hair. Stevens, no stranger to very long song titles, and The Avalanche, the title track from the release right before, from Sufjan, who has an extensive U.S. tour planned for mid-September, and after that he'll be touring Europe as well. Your in-house, some underwriting support for the show comes from the First National Bar. Wednesday nights featuring their late-night happy hour, underway from 10 to midnight. And tomorrow night, it's open mic, beginning at 8:30 with guest performer Jack Jones. All those things happening at the First National Bar. It's 233-1516. Stick with us. More to come. Back now with new music from Bishop Allen, the band out of Boston, an EP a month project going on in 2006. They've just released their sixth, it's the June EP from Bishop Allen. This one's on, it's called The Same Fire.
A million fireflies Thank you.
Cast a Hook in Me, something new there from Laura Veers. Another one from the Sound the Hair Heard compilation, recently out on the Kill Rock Stars label. And Bishop Allen right before, The Same Fire, coming from the June EP, the band's latest and sixth EP of the year so far. They plan to release 12. As a matter of fact, you can find that tune for download on the in-house blog. It's inhouseradio.blogspot.com. This is new from the Hidden Cameras. The eccentric Canadians will be returning at the end of the summer, beginning of the fall, with a new album entitled A Woo. Hidden Cameras, this is the title track.
Suggested, 'cause in the end it was love. picture me by the windowsill, wrapped in copper wire, my autumn sleeves with torn up directives spread round the floor like shoreham leaves. Picture me locking office door, now kneeling down on the floor, screaming protection. I can make it, I can make it. Peer around corners with dental mirrors, heed the threats, taking cautionary measures. In the end, it is love. You'll have to learn to survive. So long, Sarah Shue. Farewell to you. Stay calm, stay sweet. Regards from the other side of the teeth. Break apart what I connected. Show what I only suggested. 'Cause in the end, it was love. We had to learn to survive.
Out a busy final set today with the latest music from Elf Power, Peel Back the Moon, Beware from Back to the Web, the latest album from the band. John Vanderslice right before with Dear Sarah Shue, going back to last year's Pixel Revolt, and new music from The Hidden Cameras that'll be out in September. A Woo is the title track from that upcoming release. That's going to close out another edition of In House. Underwriting support for the show comes from Portneuf Valley Brewing, showcasing the work of Pocatello artist Georgia Orwick with her oil paintings and watercolors that begins tomorrow night and runs through the weekend. That's just one of many things, all part of the 10-year anniversary celebration happening this weekend, and the street party happening from 3 p.m. to midnight on Saturday. Live music, great food, local beer, and more. It's all happening 3 to midnight Saturday at Portneuf Valley Brewing, 615 South First Avenue here in Pocatello. This show's an independent production produced at the studios of KISU. My name is Jeremy Peterson. Join me same time, same house tomorrow. Built to Spill, Boise's finest, hitting Salt Lake City tomorrow night. We'll hear music from them, including their latest album, You in Reverse. The world is next.
Hidden from the morning, everything just seemed to fade.